News Talk 1620 WTAW. A year and a half in the making, the College Station City Council at its last meeting was presented an update to the city's master water plan. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says a $55 million capital improvements plan is part of taking care of nearly doubling the number of water customers over the next 20 years. Coleman says during the next 5 years, $15 million is proposed to be spent on projects that includes the city's third water tower.
We have that area of town that's east of Highway 6 where we have excessive pressure. So, you know, pretty much all of the Pebble Creek area, we get very high pressure. We, because of TCEQ, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality requirements, we're going to have to build a third water tower within the next few years. We already have a site for it, as you can see right here at that south corner of the Scott and White Hospital site. We have property already purchased for it, so we'll build that water tower, and in doing so, we'll create a second pressure plane. We'll have pressure reducers on the main water lines going to that east side of the highway, and that will make the system a lot more manageable, and we won't have excessive pressures in that area.
The first phase also includes extending water lines south along Highway 6 and buying land for College Station's 11th water well. Then Coleman says an $11 million second phase is expected between 2019 and 2024.
The middle group is to meet pumping capacities and some larger water lines to move water to the south end of town, a line for the bio corridor. You know, we have to see how that develops, how quickly it develops. And then kind of the long-term group would be the well 10 that we saw on the demand chart, replacing some water lines, and then perhaps well 11 if it's necessary. So this is, you know, a fairly modest capital plan. Of course, in the budget process, we'll be going through with the CFO and working through to see what this does to rates and, you know, that'll be discussed this summer.
The third phase, projected to start 8 years from now at a cost of $10 million, includes building College Station's 10th and 11th water towers. Coleman says the land for the 10th well has already been acquired in northwest Brazos County.
We have that in hand and ready to go. The only thing we have to do is get the well permit from the district, but things are really going smooth with the groundwater district, and getting that permit will not be a problem.
Oh, that's great.
Could I ask a question?
Could you go back to that list of capital projects, just the three? There you go. Yeah, just leave that up there for a minute. Go ahead.
I was just curious on that tank you said that we have the land purchased for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, 10.
What is the cost of that?
We paid about $2,500 an acre.
For building it, I mean.
Oh, it's about $8 million to build a well.
It's down here.
That's what I need to know.
Right. Yeah, you can see it's about $8 million, and I believe that $8 million includes the price of the land.
And so that includes the price of land.
Right. That's the whole thing.
And that line
5. Well, this is 10.
The line 5 that buying the land for well 11. What's the acreage you need to have for a well, 160 or?
Oh, no. The maximum is 650 acres, and that would give us the highest production rate possible. But that's really difficult to do. So, like, for example, well 9, we have 438 acres, and so our production capacity is based on the size of that, the cone of depression that can fit on the property. So it's not only the acreage, but the size, the shape of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be able to get a really good production well out of that 438 acres.
Dave Coleman, College Station's Water Services Director, updated Councilman James Benham on the age of the water supply.
We're drinking like 400-year-old water, correct?
Oh, thousand-year-old water. It's been there for thousands of years. And the recharge zone is a swath that kind of goes across the northern tip of Robertson County. And the whole aquifer goes like from Texarkana to Laredo. But the recharge zone where the aquifer surfaces is up in the north part of Robertson County. By the time that water trickles down here, it's been thousands of years. Of course, as pumping increases, that rate of flow is going to increase some. But it's been there a long, long time. And what we do at the groundwater district is we track the static water levels and we've established what we call a desired future condition, and we don't want that static water level to go below a certain amount. And so what we have is a management plan in place. We track those static water levels. It's an average across the district. And we have a methodology in place that when it hits certain trigger percentages of reaching that maximum drawdown, then pumping reductions can be mandated. That's not going to happen for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, though.
Benham then expressed his interest in trending bottled water at College Station City Hall for tap water.
Mayor, I'm sorry, I have to bring this up, the irony that we don't drink city water in City Hall. And so I think we need to discuss, I'm being serious, I would like to just hear a report on how we could maybe make sure that all city facilities serve city water.
What does that mean exactly?
Some kind of inside joke?
No. We serve bottled water that's not from the city, so I'm being serious.
Okay.
So you want a bottling plant built so you can have city water?
No. No, you can actually just run a water line to it. I'm being serious.
Well, there is a water fountain right outside.
Exactly. Being serious. I'm guessing I didn't get consensus on my water item, though. I'm feeling a lack of consensus on that. Okay.
I'm not feeling the love.
I'll give you love on this one, though.
All right. So we'll take a look at that at some point in the future.
Charts and graphs presented by Dave Coleman to the College Station City Council about increasing water production capacity from 25 to 35 million gallons a day is online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.